All right, item three. Interesting. Proposed temporary use of three berths in Kennedy Town, which have been released from the Western District Public Cargo Working Area. Harbour Unit has got some innovative ideas, I think, as to what we might do, and they're going to share those with us. Christine, over to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Today I would like to take the opportunity to consult members on the first paper of this year for the Task Force 01-2017 on the proposed temporary use at the three berths in Kennedy Town. This is the just a snapshot. Actually, three berths were released by the Marine Department from the Western District Public Cargo Area, and we would like to propose to make use of it as a temporary community farm. As a matter of background, a motion was actually passed by the Working Group on the Central and Western District Harbour Front under the Central and Western District Council on the 20th of December, urging the government actually to develop community farms in its harbourfront areas in order to promote greening at a community level and also to enhance public awareness on the importance of environmental protection. In particular, this site area, these three berths that were released by the PCWA was recommended, named as a suitable location for such use to be realised at the district level. So the Development Bureau has then carefully looked into this matter, and today we would like to present this idea, this proposal, to the Commission for comments. So let's take a look at the site itself. The area of the site is actually on the annex to the paper, which members can refer to as well. It's about 7,500 square metre. The Marine Department, members may actually recall, the Marine Department actually completed a comprehensive review on the utilisation and future arrangement of all its public cargo working areas in the whole territory. They actually made a presentation to the Commission last year. So they actually, in that review, after the review, recommended to release these three berths. And subsequently, this site was then excluded from the boundary of the PCWA under the Port Control Cargo Working Areas Ordinance, which is Cap 81 of the Hong Kong legislation in August 2016. So in other words, this site is no longer a part of the PCWA, but it's still currently being held by the Marine Department. In terms of zoning, the site is actually presently zoned at the specified used public cargo working areas. It occupies the waterfront area in front of the Belcher Bay Park here and across Anxiety Road, and is adjacent to the public bus terminus. So the site was recommended to be developed into a waterfront promenade under the conceptual master plan for the Western Harbourfront, once formulated by the District Council and also the Department of Urban Planning and Design of the University of Hong Kong. Right now, the government is still reviewing the long-term land use of the particular site. But however, even if a public works project is to be created to convert the site into a permanent waterfront promenade, the development would take at least 3 to 4 years to complete before commencement of the construction works. In other words, the permanent use or development of the site would not commence before 2021 to 2022. So while retaining the permanent development of the site intact, and we have always committed to make use of vacant harbourfront sites for temporary uses in order to ensure early public enjoyment. Again, with this context in mind, we would very much like to make use of this for some useful, meaningful temporary use that satisfies community aspirations and also the harbourfront planning principles. So in response to local communities' requests for referencing, you know, other leisure farms in Hong Kong, we then think that it may be a good idea to make use of the site for short-term operation of a leisure farm. Apart from that, there may be some ancillary facilities, which I'm going to elaborate a little bit later. We believe that using it the site for recreational or leisure farming within a very prominent urban area can help promote the coexistence of the concept of a city and the nature and introduce more elements of greening to the community and also to our harbourfront. We are aware that the services provided by the existing community garden program at the neighboring Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park has received an overwhelmingly supportive amount of positive responses from the local community, and they have been asking for more areas for the same to be done. And this site actually could expand that provision of areas, space to allow them, members of the public, to join in leisure farming activities and to increase the knowledge about the liking of greening. The site, as I mentioned, is currently allocated to the Marine Department, and public access is actually not officially permitted. We understand that there are actually some members of the public who are gaining access to the site. However, it may actually constitute a trespass. So in order to formalize it, in order to make sure that the public can actually safely enjoy this part of the harbourfront, we believe that this temporary use can ensure that to be done. We would also definitely include a requirement in the future tenancy that the future operator would need to design and construct a promenade of at least 10 metres, which is the yellow part on this particular slide, and allow public access at all times, so that the public would continue to have guaranteed free and safe access to the harbourfront along the shoreline. Now, while the proposal is mainly about leisure farm, and we would actually ask the tenant to do that in particular, we also suggest that to make great use or better use of the site, they should be allowed to do some ancillary commercial activities, such as provision of F&B or organizing some events to bring vibrancy to the waterfront. In other words, we think that actually complements the leisure farming idea and also increases the attractiveness of the site, of the proposal to the public. We will, subject to the comments and agreement from the Commission today, we will see how we can actually best monitor the future operation of the proposed temporary use. Of course, we have to consider this proposal against all our fundamental harbour planning principles. These details are actually in the paper, so I'm not going to read them all out, but I think that it would be important to note that the intention is to increase the vibrancy of the area. In terms of public engagement, since the idea actually has been coming up from the community, from the district, so we believe that it's actually a very good chance for the Harbouring Commission to partner with the community to work on this project so that we can respond to the request. And while doing that, we are also encouraging proactive harbourfront enhancement and ensure that an early public enjoyment of this particular site. So if the proposal is supported by the Commission together with DC, then our unit and Lands Department would then further work on the details on how and also various government departments to proceed with the taking the proposal forward. So I await members' comments on this proposal. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Christine. I think an interesting idea and certainly something we should discuss. I suppose, Christine, my first question is commercial viability. Is this a viable business model? Are we confident that we can find an operator who would pay rent, presumably, and then do all you want him to do and run the thing in the way you want to do? I raise this because I think if you excite the community about this and then we can't deliver because it's doesn't prove to be a commercial viable proposition, then we could look a little foolish. So it may be important, I think it is important, to do a bit of homework on the commercial viability side before we go too public, if you like, on the idea. I must admit I'm slightly cautious about the commercial viability and whether there would be someone who do it who take it on in a proper way, you know, and take full responsibility. But let's see what other members have to say. Please, yeah.
Thank you, Chairman. I am, in principle, no objection to this proposal. Much a better proposal than temporary car park anyway.
And we need to lay our hands on the site as well, yeah. Yes.
some clarifications. Is the site suitable for leisure farming? My understanding of the site is quite windy. It's sticking out of windy site with high salinity. Okay, I presume you already talked to the operators. If it's a suitable site, I don't mind. Then, of course, second point is on the safe access. The operator, we have to do it. That's important. At present, there's no great access to this site. My third point is the site development, the temporary use, involve any Section 12 or Section 16 time planning? No such complication, is it? Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Please. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairman. I agree this suggestion be feasible, but I concern the space of the 10 decimeters of the in public user space is not enough, because you got very big place, but anyway, just a small 10 meters is I think it suggests with bigger the progress, and the I think it's suitable to have a major portions of the size for the space use. And secondly, I agree to a small portion for the size for the family farms use. These are my suggestions.
Thank you very much. Okay, we see a wider promenade and more public open space. Any other comments, members? Peter.
Well, I've nothing against leisure farms at all, but I do wonder if government couldn't really find a more suitable site. I mean, why would one put a leisure farm smack on the waterfront? I also think that, you know, there might be certain climatic difficulties there. Country parks are not completely inviable. There are several situations, even on Hong Kong Island, where things like stables, for example, are mingled into the entrance points to country park, and I would have thought something like that. I mean, the whole idea of a farm is that it fits into the greening context, and that would be a more than suitable alternative, I would have thought. The only other alternative I can think of is to extend the concept of the engineering proposal alongside the Island Eastern Corridor we've just been listening to, and maybe green all that up as well, and to provide a sort of green edge, which we certainly don't have at the moment, with no tree planting at all. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, please? Yes, Yom.
Yeah, Chairman, I think the theme should be worth supporting, but I just want to know more about how the leisure farming could be integrated with commercial elements such as F&B, because it seems the two elements are not very complementing each other. So I would like to know more information about it. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or points you want to raise, please? Yes.
If I'm not incorrect, isn't this the area that's already being used and very popular? And I just wonder if those actual users have been consulted about the future plans for this area. I've got nothing against commercial farming. I think it's probably a very sunny area. Yes, it is windy, and probably the salt spray may be a problem. The other community farms tend to be quite an untidy feature in the community, so they end up being fenced, and lots of other bits and pieces gather around them. So I think it would be very vibrant and active, but it won't be a beautiful use.
Untidy, I think, is the right word. Yeah. Yes.
So please. I think some of those things need to be considered.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, please. Thank you.
I'm fully intrigued. And very much interested in the proposal. One of my favorite personal feeling in the last few years in this commission is that we're a little bit restricted by ourselves onto what is suitable for the waterfront. I think we could well challenge ourselves in certain condition. Now, since this is for temporary use, perhaps 3 years or so, I would really strongly encourage the Bureau to put up this challenge and talk to the right people and try to see whether we could actually do this. Now, just along this line, I'd like to say that research is very important. Whether when we talk about the Eastern Corridor or in this particular case, there, again, I said it several times, that there are lots of research already done by different faculties in the universities. In this case, at School of Design, there's a professor working on farming by the sea or farming on the sea for many years. So I think you could well talk to him as well. I could introduce him to you afterwards.
Wow, lots of hands. Ivan, please.
Thank you, Chairman. This is one of the very few innovative ideas I've been heard of, you know, sitting in this commission. I can see there is some difficulties, uncertainty to implement it, but for sure I would strongly support we go ahead and try. Commercial viability is one point. You know, this area is very interesting. The Belcher Bay Park actually is a very young park. It's something like 10 or 12 years only. But the trees, the plants growing there is so good and so mature, surprisingly, like a very old, long history park. So the nature must have something special in this area. How are we going to manage it? Commercial viability, how we can integrate with the people's daily life is sure a challenge, but maybe we can consider doing one thing at one place at one time and try it out. And, you know, even if it fails, don't bring it because we can learn a lot from this exercise. Thank you, Chairman.
Very good. Thank you. Maggie, I saw your hand, and then Kira.
Just a couple of things. A, I would like to know that the zoning would permit some sort of storage, because I do quite understand that it could get very messy if people are, lots of different people are trying to do their leisure farming and we've got implements and things all over the place. But apart from that, which is a detail, yes, commercial management and operation, but if that's not possible, why not an NGO?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, they would need help with some funding if they've got to put the a temporary promenade in, but I'm sure that could be addressed. I mean, somebody must be running the leisure farming in Sun Yat-sen Park. If it's very, very successful, why don't they get involved and see whether they can help? But I think there are not to be turned down just because maybe there's no commercial operator who wants to get involved.
Yep. Okay, bye. Thank you.
Yes, I have to say, I find it very interesting that it's really, from this commission point of view, it's fairly innovative use of the waterfront. We haven't heard or discussed about this since the commission has been set up. And in this particular site, for this particular site, I cannot see it can be used for a lot of purposes other than because there's access problem, and you still have cargo handling area on one hand, and then you are and then you have the road on the southeast of it, cutting it off from the rest. So I think leisure farming is something that is suitable, even though, but having said that, I think still access to this site has to be considered, because normally characteristic of cargo handling basins is almost inaccessible on foot. Normally you actually drive in focus vehicle. So if it's for leisure farming, still it has to be looked into and make sure that the user can go in there. But I see no harm in having a try. And particularly it's not, I don't think there's any need for using this site for greening, because and I share with Ivan, the Belgian Bay Park looks so mature with all the trees. I was actually very surprised when I drove past about 2 months ago, knowing that it's a young park. So there's enough greening already, and let's use the site for something else.
Please. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Also, I have nothing against a community park, community farm. However, how the government come up with the idea of community farm, I just want to know a bit more. What's the logic behind? And there can be, as many members have said, there can be many use for this particular area. But at the end, if you want to be a community farm, I won't object. But I just want to know the logic. But if it is going up for some idea from the commercial operator or even NGO or whatever, why don't we give them a more choice, not to limit them to a community farm? Something else, if they have very innovative proposal, we should welcome. We shouldn't restrict it to just community farm, or community farm can be one of the criteria that government will accept, but other proposal we shall welcome. Regarding the promenade, I welcome some public area that has to reserve for the public use, but promenade usually is we have a very long promenade linking in a different area, but for this very short distance, I don't think a 10-meter wide promenade will serve any purpose. Why don't we reserve an area, a certain size of area, maybe the same size as this yellow area, that can be planted in form of a square or parcel or whatever. Don't restrict it into a promenade. I don't think promenade is really something important in this particular site. That's not my opinion.
Please. Yeah.
Urban farming is a very popular activity in any part of Hong Kong. A lot of LCSD venues have such provisions, and they are very popular. So you could ask LCSD on their response regarding this one. So I fully support this idea. The main problem will be coming from the operation of how this piece of land going to be handled, and how is it going to be assigned to the resident, the nearby residents. So that's one thing Bureau may have the concern about. Okay, I fully support this idea. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please. Yeah.
Yeah, surely. I of course support this community farming. And just two things I would like to mention. Firstly, I really understand that the LCSD's free community farms are very popular. I'm not sure the district council discussion that they prefer that's free community farm, same as the CSD provided, or they also agree for this kind of commercial operation, which is quite different from free charging services. Second thing is, I learned that people who joined the LCSD's community farm really want to keep continue and won't leave the farm to others. But I think the principle is we would like to see more people can enjoy this kind of activities. So I'm not sure the operation mode for the proposed community farm that can have some restrictions so that more people can enjoy the activities rather than I pay it and I rent the area for 1 year, 2 years. Yeah, I don't think that is good for this area. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, Christine, you've got us all excited in the new year. Well done.
Thank you.
very interesting. I mean, you're going to respond to the comments, I know. But I think this business of the operation is going to be crucial to the success. And if we let the Lands Department go their traditional way and bid it out on a 3-year temporary tenancy, they'll kill it. They'll kill it. We really need to do something in partnership with an NGO, I think, to make it a success and make sure that we're involved as the partner with the NGO. please, please keep away from Lands Department. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Let me respond. And thank you very much, first of all, for members' comments. Very useful. I think I have to start this response by setting out what the Commission actually has guided us in the past decade or so. I think all the innovation and creativity and sort of energy actually came from this Commission in starting to adopt a placemaking approach, even for temporary uses. And I think the central sites actually was a tremendous success, I think. And that started, I think, many of you to think about, okay, so can we actually adopt or sort of see how other places, other harbourfront areas could also ride on that sort of model and to ensure early public enjoyment of some temporary sites. And then we then realised that each district or each harbourfront area is unique and special, and it has its own context and background and aspirations. And that's why this part of the harbourfront areas, as we understand it, are totally different from, say, the New Central Harbourfront, because there are residential sites very close to it. And as members rightly point out, there is a park, a very mature park, right next to it. So I think there are a lot of considerations to balance here. First of all, this temporary use, we think, should benefit the not just the community living close to it, but also people in the urban city area that is interested to see how this community farming thing is going to be played out. At the same time, we also are mindful that the harbourfront area needs to look clean and neat and pleasant and green, whatever temporary use is going to be put on it. And it also shouldn't be creating nuisance to the residents living close to it. So that actually puts a lot of constraints, so to speak, onto possible temporary uses that could be thought of. Eventually, I mean, members asked about how this came about. I think this is a process of thinking about the benefits that the ultimate proposal can bring about, and also to reduce the amount of negativity or challenges that we're going to face. So ultimately, and also with the elite vision and also support of the district council, it's a considered view that since there is this temporary site or site available for temporary use, what we can do here is really to try and introduce an element of community farming to this particular area. As to the, we totally understand the commercial viability or just viability or even viability of this proposal. And that's why I think members would recall that even for our central STTs, we do not just do a cash tender. We actually are very mindful of the importance of a two envelope approach or the merits of it by asking interested bidders to submit a technical proposal to outline its operational arrangements. And also, the government has been very strong in its commitment on enhancing the use of harbourfront land, and that's why members would recall that even for the central sites, bidders can actually make their own price, make their own bids, and only the higher one would win. Meaning that there isn't like a preset kind of number that we have to reach, even though it's a very precious harbourfront site. So for this particular use, we also note that some members suggested the asking NGOs to do it, and we are open to this suggestion because we believe that whoever that is capable or interested in taking up this job should be given an opportunity to try out how this concept could be implemented. I also mentioned in our proposal that apart from leisure farming, we think that some ancillary facilities or activities could actually take place at the same time that complements the farming. Just one quick idea maybe is that organic farming on one side, and what about using organic products for some food and beverages at the same time? I mean, that would be logical, I think. But I'm sure that in the community, there are so many more creative ideas that we can actually see when we assess the technical proposal. And that's why in the process, we would definitely have to work with Lands Department, but we will make sure that the model that we sort of dispose this land for temporary use would be fair and also be able to achieve the policy objectives that we just laid out. as to members pointed out a couple of challenges, physical challenges for planting in this particular area, and we are thankful for pointing that out because we also thought that is a very windy and place. But I believe that in the tenancy or agreement, the future operator would first of all have to make sure that their plants will be safe and healthy for that to be sustainable. So I think that they may have to do some protection or of those plants. To make sure that they would grow healthily, and that is one of the requirements, I think, that is to, on the part of the future operator. Oh, access. Members mentioned about access. Right now, as mentioned, this site is managed by the Marine Department, meaning and public access is not actually formally allowed. If we are to proceed with this tenancy, we would try to ensure that there will be proper access. And preliminarily, we think that there are two possibilities. One is from this side of the promenade, and the other is probably from here. So we'll work these out before proceeding to the tendering or the disposal program to make sure that when it's opened, people can come in safely. As to the promenade, 10 meters is actually quite a generous or sufficient, we think, amount of... because, indeed, this whole area would be kind of a public open space in a sense. So this 10 meters is singled out just because we make sure that it will be opened at all times. And for the rest of the area, we also believe that there would be... public access and different activities that could happen. And I mentioned events, community events here as one of the possible ancillary activities as well. It's because that we think sometimes them could be like carnivals or not those kind of amusement rides carnival, but a little bit of like sharing, a little bit of introduction of planting, of greening, of how a green living is like. All these seminars and discussion forums could be held right next to a very pleasant urban areas, we think. So all these options or possibilities are would be allowed in the we think in the future sort of operating model. I think that's the response that and I look forward to other any comments on the species of the plants or particular comments on what should be you know included in the tender documents are all welcomed. Thank you, Chair.
Christine. And just so I understand, the white area is essentially would be fenced off because obviously people would want to be sure that their plants weren't going to be stolen, etc. So only people who had a sub-tenancy, if you like, or some rights to grow plants would be allowed into that area. Is that the way it would work?
Right now, the site, this side of the site is full of trees, so I think they would definitely be intact, those trees. And so when people gain access to it, it doesn't mean that they can't come here. We do not envision a fence between yellow and white. Rather, we would think that this would be a spacious or porous area for people to walk by. We actually did some proposed configuration, and the community farming park could be, say, for instance, here, and then the event space or ancillary facilities could be here. So people could actually walk through from one part to the other. Of course, I understand that if you are paid to plant your plants here, maybe here you need some sort of security. But that shouldn't be stopping people from gaining access to the area as a whole. And also, I forgot to respond to the part about paid farming. We actually are aware that there are NGOs now that are running that, and we check their prices and operation as well. So we would translate that into suitable operational guidelines as well. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Any supplemental comments, members? I mean, I think it's a very interesting idea. Obviously, we want you and we're encouraging you to take it forward. As you develop the concept, we'd want you to come back, obviously. A detailed report in March, I think, would be very helpful as to where you are and where you've got to. But I think support unanimous as to the general direction. Please. Yeah.
Sorry, just last point. You just mentioned organic farming. Yes, that's. I think that's a must, because if we haven't put it very straight in the contract, they may use chemicals that will affect the residents. Lastly, you mentioned about the so-called restaurant or the farming places. There are many this kind of operation that allow people who doing farming there and then renting the cooking facilities to cook their produce so that they can serve themselves. Yeah, that may be some commercial ideas. Yeah.
I think, Christine, the word research was mentioned, and I think some research is obviously what's needed, I think. Yeah. Well, thank you. Good luck. Yeah. Keep us informed. Can I have a plot, please? I want to grow my vegetables, yes.